Our next story.
I've been demonstrating outside County's Hospital this morning because they're closing the A&E. They're making that decision today and to demolish Charing Cross Hospital, one of London's major hospitals.
That's Andy Slaughter, one of your colleagues, Steve, of course, Labour MP for Hammersmith, who phoned James O'Brien earlier this week after he'd been denied access to a meeting at an NHS trust after demonstrating outside Charing Cross Hospital. He had to wait outside for 20 minutes after he rallied trade unionists and health campaigners on the dangers of the largest NHS closures programme to date. And despite local opposition, hospital bosses went ahead with the decision to close down the Charing Cross site. Stephen Pound.
Well, Andy was staying outside there for 20 minutes today. You can spend 20 years in the future and you won't get in there because there's not going to be anything there. Charing Cross, which happens to have the misfortune of being on one of the most prime bits of real estate on the Fulham Palace Road. This is not the old Charing Cross. This is obviously the more recent one. Is going. But the what's more horrific is the Park Royal Centre of Middlesex is losing its A&E. And Hammersmith Hospital, one of the biggest and busiest hospitals in West London, is actually losing its A&E. Now, if you actually talk, and there's a huge sort of PR campaign. I just had a letter today saying that 312,500 pharmacy bags are going to be distributed around northwest London, telling people that this is actually for their own good. There's going to be adverts on the buses and standalone signs and everything. But what it means is, we've got these things called urgent care centres, UCCs. Now, if a UCC is not an A&E, on the other hand, we're being spun that A&Es are becoming so marvellous, sort of super-duper places of really high-intensity, real strong intervention level, that you only have a few of them, and all the other hospitals you have a UCC. Well, I fail to understand why you can't have the situation as we have at Ealing, where you have a urgent care centre and an A&E, and then if you go in and it can be dealt with fairly quickly, you go to the UCC.
Surely it's money, isn't it?
Well, that's unfortunately Angie Bray, the present member of Parliament for Ealing Central and Acton, actually said this is all about money in a debate in the House of Commons. Now, you'll never hear that. I think you put your finger on it. You'll hear saying this is actually about clinical choice, this is about clinical preference, it's about the difficulty of getting specialists. There is one germ of truth in there. Medicine is becoming much more specialised. It's becoming much, much more technical, and there's a desire on the part of the consultants to be specialised. We saw this with strokes. The stroke units tended to be centralised, and there hasn't been a major problem with that.
It's actually worked quite well, hasn't it?
It does, but you get hospitals like, the Marsden in oncology, you get Stanmore with orthopaedics, you get these other hospitals specialised. However, that doesn't mean that you then have to rip out the A&E department.
No, because it's one thing to be referred to a specialist and have to travel for that, but I think general levels of anxiety amongst people in everyday life, I think if you know that there isn't a place within a quick ambulance ride.
Okay. Anxiety is a key point.
But is the answer, though, Stephen Pound, to all of these things, that if you vote for your party, vote for Labour 2015, then this can all be reversed? You can, it doesn't, you're talking about renationalising the railways, I'm sure you can open up an AE department.
Well, hang on a second, not when it's been sold for luxury housing, not when you've got some Russian billionaire, who's probably paying a fortune to play tennis with the Mayor of London, is paying for some gated community with spikes stuck in the pavement outside so you can't even have somebody have a kip outside. If you've got that, you can't drag them out.
I hate those spikes.
Yeah, I loathe them too. I mean,
they are studs, can I just say?
Well, they're slightly, they're not that round on the top.
You wouldn't want to sleep on them, that's for sure, which is kind of
fair enough. But the point is, you're not going to get that back. Maybe you can reopen an A&E department. I hope you can. But the idea is to actually get that clinical expertise back in place. It's going to be intensely difficult because there's a real, real strong lead in time. It's very easy to sack people. It's very easy to close things down. It's very easy to smash a window. It's damned hard to take people back on and to mend a window and to actually restructure
that. If people's stress level goes through the roof because they don't think there's an A&E nearby, then people then realise they need to reinstate those A&Es. It's going to be, as you say, a heck of a process to do that.
But the other thing is, we're all in our own way Londoners here. We all know London. We've all travelled around London. St Mary's Hospital in Praed Street is not someplace in the middle of a great vast plain that you can stroll up to 24 hours a day. It's one of the hardest places to get to on Earth. Okay, it's got a railway station and a tube station with three different lines, but driving on a blue light from anywhere and what they've said in their own document today, that these are people from North Hammersmith and East Ealing, to drive from
a long way, isn't it? Very long way.
Well, damn right it is. To go from East Ealing to Praed Street. Yeah.
And if your life could be saved in minutes, that's not going to happen, is it?
This is difficult because consultants are frightfully good at saying, you just don't understand this. Now,